your label, Fatrack?
Yes.
And
would you like that?
How did that come?
We've been a band for like 5 years before we got signed to Fat Records, and although we were in San Francisco, where Fat Records originated from and where they reside, we had a friend, one of my best friends actually, Jamie McMahon, who was a sound engineer, main recording engineer for Fat Records for years. He works at Motor Studios in San Francisco, and he was watching a video on the on YouTube on a big TV screen in the studio one day, in the recording studio. He was just watching it, and Fat Mike walked in, and he was like, "Who are these guys?" And Jamie was like, "That's Get Dead, obviously. It's Get Dead." And Mike was all, "I thought they were street punk." And Jamie was like, "Yeah, they do all sorts of different stuff." And Fat Mike is like, "We need these guys on our team." So Jamie told me about it, and then we contacted Fat Mike, and you know, we were like, "Are you interested in our band?" He was like, "We are very interested in your band." And then we went and had a meeting at a bar and had some shots and some drinks, and next thing you know, here we are.
Yeah, signed. On Fat Records.
Did you hesitate, or?
Are you kidding me?
No.
Is that a joke?
So what for the meeting?
Yeah.
You could do the sign up.
Well, he had to meet us, and we had a
talk with him.
An unofficial meeting, over beers, and just kind of talked a little bit about our music and about the label, and you know how the Fat Record works, and if we would be interested. And of course, we said yes.
I showed up with a black eye. And my eye was just sucker shut. He's all, "You're the singer." I'm like, "Oh." But yeah, no, we didn't hesitate. Funny story is the first day of recording, because him and Josh Garcia produced the album. And the first day of recording, I lived a little far away from San Francisco, like an hour, so I was going to stay in San Francisco at the studio, and I didn't want to miss our first day of recording, so I was drinking the night before, and I decided drunk that I was going to go sleep in the park across the street from the studio, so I could wake up early, and I just sat there in front of the studio like, "Oh, fuck, we're going to record if that works." But yeah, the rest of that, it's like, they've been very good with us, and we haven't signed anything, or anything. It's just a handshake deal. And
yeah.
Bad News includes some already released songs.
Yeah.
And what is the reason?
The thing is that our previous records, like, we released on our own. We didn't have any labels or anything, so the small amount of distribution that we did on our own online was pretty much like nothing compared to the amount of worldwide distribution that Fat Records has. So
pretty much the only way to get our old records when we were doing it was you had to come to a show.
Yeah.
And buy it. They were never in stores, or people would email us online and say, "Hey, do you have a record?" And we'd mail it out to them and then get cash back.
I mean, they were also on iTunes and stuff, but yeah. Fat Mike thought that some of the material was really good, and it was good enough to be released worldwide. So initially we were talking about trying to just take our last previous record called Tall Cans and Loose Ends and just release the whole thing. But he was like, no, let's write some new songs, and we'll pick a couple songs off of the other four records that we have, and then put them
half,
on there.
Half.
Yeah, almost. It's like 7 and 5 is what it is. We have 7 new songs, and they pulled 5 songs off the old records.
Well, I've shown 4. So
yeah. So yeah.
I told you he's gonna put you into a test. Fail.
No, that's wrong. I actually, last night, I looked at the back of the album because someone asked me the same question.
Okay.
And I thought it was 8 and 4, and I was wrong. It was 7 and 5.
Well, you're wrong again, apparently.
No, I'm not wrong. You're wrong.
And what are the Bad News your album is named by?
Well, I think,
go ahead, try to tell this.
Yeah, okay, well, it originated in San Francisco because there's a lot of the people that were coming to our shows were from like surrounding towns. They're all our friends, and they're not assholes, but they're very rowdy people, and they get into fights and stuff. And we had a club try to blacklist us from every club in San Francisco because something broke out, and some of their bouncers went to the hospital, and okay. people got hurt. And, you know, and so it was just like, these guys are bad news. And then last year when we came to Europe on our own, we were with Rebels Bay from Italy and Safety First Gonzalez from Germany. And every time we'd show up, there was, what, 10 of us in the
yeah,
band?
Yeah, yeah.
It was like 10 people in the band. So every time the band door opened at a club, we'd be like, oh, here comes the bad news. It was like a swarm of locusts. Just, oh, bear food. A trail of just filth behind us. So we all got tour tattoos last year. Sent up back to say bad news. So when we were recording the album with Fat, they had kind of talked to us, and when they did a press release, they said, you know, a lot of labels don't want Get Dead because they're, you know, it's too chaotic. And
Sammy and I actually came up with the idea of the name to name the record Bad News, because we were like, what are we going to call this new record? And we're like, bad news, of course. Like, it's why wouldn't we do that?
We got some bad news.
Yeah.
Okay. It's because we bring the bad news.
Yeah.
Beer or wine?
Beer.
Beatles or Stones?
Stones.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
Black or white?
Black.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs. Dogs. Oh, meow. Meow.
Mad meow disease.
The sea or the mountains?
Sea.
Festival or club?
Club.
Acoustic or electric?
Electric.
Both.
Boots or high heels?
High heels.
Ooh, high heels.
Okay.
But not for me.
No, no.
No, boots, boots, boots.
The musical variation of your songs is very wide, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Slow acoustic numbers and ska things, and do the lyrics find the music or vice versa?
No, we always do the music first. I try to write some of it like guitar, but the boys will write music, and then basically they'll put it on Dropbox or record it like a real rough, and then give it to me. And then I'll, you know, go home and I have to listen to it and then write. Or we'll all just show up somewhere, get a 12-pack of beer, and write the songs out. You know, and it all depends on what we're writing about. We try to, lyrically, we don't, like, make stuff up. We're not fiction writers, you know. I've never been good at that. So we, it's all, like, life experiences. And, you know, and when you're living like this, like, you never run out of shit to talk about.
In the last 30 days, what did you like best and what did you miss most?
I think we really enjoyed Berlin. We played at a record store there called Cortex, mm-hmm. and they were really cool. We did an in-store thing there. We were supposed to play on the street, and the Berlin police came and they shut us down. They said no, and so we all went inside and we played at Wild at Heart. We played at Wild at Heart last year, and they've always been really good to us. So, and we always have the best time in Berlin. I mean, we like everywhere in Berlin. So.
We also played at the Lido with the Mad Caddies.
Yeah, the Lido. Yeah,
for our second time in Berlin. We played two shows in Berlin. Oh. And playing with the Mad Caddies was just fantastic.
Yeah.
Because all the shows were just amazing. They were huge, and, you know,
yeah.
we got to eat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The Mad Caddies writers are full catered, so thanks, Caddies.
Really good.
I think the thing we missed, personally, the thing I miss the most is California burritos.
Okay.
Because in California, it's a lot of Mexican food.
Yeah.
In Berlin, Dave Pollock, that runs Destiny Booking, he owns a Mexican restaurant called Santa Maria. And so we got to eat there once. And that's like as close to food from home as we get. So when I get home, I think the first thing I'm going to do is buy a big burrito and sit on my couch naked. And
cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Prost.
Prost.
Prost, genau. Ja, genau. Hallo.
And do you live from making music, or are you far away from
it? We're so far.
So far away.
It's funny because a lot of people think that when we got signed on the Fat Records, that this money's just going to come rolling in. But in fact, we owe money. And not too much. They loaned us money to come out here because we didn't have enough. But Mikey owns his own construction company. Dave, our other guitar player, he works at a bar and does construction with Mikey. Our bass player is a high school English teacher.
Okay.
Our drummer is a bartender, and I'm a house painter. So when we go home, we all work, you know, 9 to 5 jobs.
We have to. We're about to go on tour for another month and a half with Less Than Jake and Anna Flag and Mass Intruder. So we got the call when we were on tour out here, and we're all shit. We've been on tour for like 5 or 6 weeks, and you know we're really stoked to have the experience to do this full U.S. national tour, like with big bands and stuff. But so what we have to do is, as soon as we get home, we have to work our asses off, like as much as we can, to save up enough money to pay all our rent and bills and stuff, because then we're going to go back on the road for another month and a half.
Yeah. I mean, it's a grind, and it's a lesson to all you kids listening out there. Watch what you wish for. Oh, I'm going to be in a punk rock band.
Oh, it'll be really cool. Let's start a band and tour around the world. Yeah, it'll be fun.
And it is. It's a great time, but you definitely have those moments when you're driving through the fucking German countryside and you're looking out the window going, what the fuck am I doing with my life right now? Like, this is what I do. I wake up at 8 in the morning, crack a beer, and just stare out of the
window. Five stinky.
Yeah, 5, 6 with Chi-Chi, our driver. Yeah, it's not all. It's
not always fun.
Money. It's always fun. We always have a great time.
Okay.
And how did you get to punk?
Oh wow, yeah. Well, that's a long road.
Yeah,
I don't even know if we need to go down that whole road, but I just think naturally it just kind of like, I mean personally, it just eventually, after doing all sorts of different kinds of music, and you can hear it in our music, you know, like it just seems to, it's just the way that we seem to live, and it seems to fit us the best way, and it feels good and right.
I was a rapper in San Francisco. I did it for a long time. I was touring, and I moved into a place called Camputee with the Angry Amputees, and their singer didn't show up one day, and I was living there, and they had a practice studio inside. So I went in there and started yelling, and turned out I was a good yeller. And like the hip hop scene was, it's just lame. Like people are all ego, and who's better than who, and people smiling and stabbing you in the back. For me, I've always listened to punk rock, skateboarding growing up, and it's just more of a community, and it's a better fit.
Punk.
Skateboarding, broken bottles, drunk.
Okay, and you?
Just living the life straight down the fucking dirty path to the nothing side.
Okay, Germany?
Prost, Schnitzel,
beer.
Beer, lots of beer. Berlin,
cute ladies,
Hanover hangover.
Berlin.
Society.
Failing.
Fucked up.
Epic fail.
Okay.
Tattoos.
Too many. Don't do it.
No, it's okay.
Your grandma's gonna be pissed.
DIY.
Only way to go. You know, you need the help. Like we kind of talked about it before we were on, got on Fat, and as we've always been do it yourself, and I think that's why we thought Fat was such a good fit for us, because we still maintain control of everything that we do, like the music we release, our artwork, our tours, we book them. You know, so we always want it. If somebody else starts doing our job for us, you know, I mean, besides like promotion and just, you know, like. There's individual. I mean, if somebody was booking our tours and telling us where we had to be and what we had to do, it wouldn't be fun anymore. So, okay. It's important.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.